this podcast is going to sound, it's going to sound egoistic, but it's not. And I assure you that I'm presenting this from a place of love for fellow human beings. I love life. I love protecting life. That's part of my mission. That's why I'm here, to help empower and uplift people with knowledge and protect lives, or really to help you protect your own life, to help you be the best person that you can be so that you can pursue your mission in life. So with that as the context, let me just offer the following statement. And I know that most of you listening to this, you take into account the information that I provide. You'll think about it. You may use it. You may reject some of it. That's all fine. But my message to especially the rest of the world is, if you want to be a more successful person in all the ways that really matter, like your health, your morality, even protecting your financial assets so that you're not a slave to the system, if you want to be more independent, if you want to be more successful in all these ways, listen to the information that I'm offering. If more people would follow the lifestyle that I espouse, that I teach, and let's be clear, I learned this from others. You know, I was reading books of people that came before me who taught me these things. So I'm just standing on the shoulders of other giants before me. But if more people would listen to the information that I have to offer and actually incorporate it into their lives, they would be far better off, far better off in every way. For example, the people who listened to me and did not take the COVID jabs are obviously far better off, and most of them are still with us. Whereas the people that took the jabs, a whole lot of those people are no longer with us, sadly. The people who listen to me on the collapsing dollar and the importance of owning gold and silver, to the extent that those people stacked gold and silver, they are smiling big right now because their gold has gone up almost, well, 100%. And silver has gone up almost 100% as well. I mean, just depends on the timeline I'm talking about, obviously. But I've been recommending gold and silver for many, many years. And you may recall that I even mentioned just a few months ago that I bought silver at $30. And I even said publicly, I said, when it dips below $30 spot price, I'm going to load up. I'm going to buy it. And I did. And I mentioned it publicly. And I, you know, gave a source, our sponsor, where to get it. And now silver's $39. It's gone up almost a third just in a few months. You know, astonishing. It's like a 100% annualized return, you know? And of course, I've talked about using nutrition to prevent chronic degenerative disease. And to the extent that people do that, their lives are so much better. They live longer. They have less chronic pain. They're not addicted to prescription pharmaceuticals. They don't go in and out of the doctor's offices all day. I mean, this is really the most important area where I'm just shocked that more people don't follow the lifestyle that I espouse, because it's not that difficult to be healthier. It's really not. And if you follow my advice on eliminating toxic fragrance chemicals out of your life, which I have railed against for years, then you will have noticed something by now. You will have noticed that your sense of smell and your cognition are both enhanced by the fact that you're not smothering your brain with toxic fragrances. And if you stop using all those toxic laundry detergents and dryer sheets and cosmetics and shampoos that are loaded with fragrance chemicals, if you stop using them all for a year and use clean products, then if you go back and smell one of those things, oh, you're blown away. Oh my God, I can't believe I ever used that. That's insane. How did I not smell that? And see, that brings me to a really interesting phenomenon in dealing with all kinds of people. And this could include family or friends or the public or anybody. Very few people are really willing, or they don't have the courage or the determination to acknowledge and eliminate the toxins out of their lives. Very few people. it's always been surprising to me. Very few people read ingredients labels and avoid hidden sources of MSG. Very few. Not even 1% of the population. Very few people give up toxic fragrance products, cosmetics, lotions, shampoos, deodorants, whatever. It's shocking. It's like you're poisoning your skin every day. And your underarm deodorant is made with aluminum, which is going right into your blood. You're poisoning yourself. And a lot of these people think that they're healthy. They really do. Because they eat a salad once a week or something, you know? And for whatever reason, it's women that, of course, use far more cosmetics than do men. And women have the hardest time giving up toxic products. All the skincare, all the facial, all the cosmetics, all the perfumes, whatever. They tend to, many of them, they identify with their toxic products as sort of who they are. It's like, I'm not me unless I'm wearing, you know, brand X facial moisturizer or whatever. Or I'm not me unless I'm using this brand shampoo. It's my favorite shampoo. I love the shampoo. Yeah, but when you walk around, you are a cloud of perfume that is just bizarre for everybody else. And one of the ways that I know this, that this is even true among people in the health freedom community, is that I have a very strict policy in my studio where my producer talks to every guest before they come to the studio and says, look, all fragrances are banned in the studio because Mike is very, very sensitive to them and doesn't want to smell your shampoo or your detergent or whatever. And if you come to the studio, you have to not use any of that stuff, period. Otherwise, don't come. We'll do it on, you know, Zoom or whatever. And to this day, wouldn't you know it, so many of the women that show up, not all of them, but many of them are still loaded with fragrance. And a couple of times I've asked them, said, didn't my producer talk to you about this policy? That you can't come in here and pollute my studio air with all your fragrance. And they will say things like, well, I got rid of everything. I didn't use anything. I'm like, oh, yes, you did. And then it always turns out, oh, well, that shampoo, I didn't smell anything in that shampoo. Or I put on the skin lotion. I didn't smell anything. Yeah, that's why we have the policy, because you can't smell it. You see what I'm saying? People do not know that they are living a toxic lifestyle. And even when you require them to give up the toxins, they are incapable of doing so because they don't think that they're using them. But this is true in so many areas of life, isn't it? This is also true in sometimes relationships or marriages. Somebody will have a toxic spouse or a toxic fiance, boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever. They don't see the toxicity because they just get used to it. It's like a person who can't smell their laundry detergent all over their body because they're just used to it. But again, back to the main point, if you follow my information and you get rid of toxins out of your life, you are going to be happier, you're going to be healthier, you're going to be more free, you're going to live longer, you're not going to have to go in and out of hospitals all day. You're just going to be a far better person and better able to pursue your mission, whatever your mission is in your life. You'll have more time to do that, and you'll have more enjoyment to do that, because you won't be living in a state of disease and pain all the time. Now, nutrition is a difficult one for a lot of people, because people also don't see their nutritional deficiencies. Because if you're vitamin D deficient, you can't really tell until you start growing cancer tumors, or you have, you know, really weak, fragile, mushy bones or things like that. Early stages of rickets. So people that have vitamin deficiencies or mineral deficiencies are very, very common. They just don't know it. And their doctor doesn't tell them about nutrition, typically, because that's not something that doctors really focus on. So the only way to really understand that you have nutritional deficiencies is to be well educated about nutrition and to understand that the food supply is stripped of its nutrition and minerals. And then to understand that just to eat the kinds of foods that existed in, let's say, the Bible, the Old Testament days, everything in the Old Testament was organic, natural, and loaded with nutrition because they didn't have pesticides and herbicides that they sprayed on the crops. So the very first fruit mentioned in the Bible is grapes, actually, the vine. And the grapes in the Bible were so nutritionally dense compared to anything that you would get today that by today's standards, Bible grapes would be called superfoods. Loaded with resveratrol, loaded with proanthocyanidins, loaded with, you know, PCOs, and everything that's in the grape seeds and in the grape skin and in the grape leaves, and just loaded with nutrition. And that's what people ate in that time. And they were healthier than we are today, by far. So if you don't recognize that today's food is shadow food, then you'll never know that you're nutritionally deficient. And that's why I strongly advocate, you know, superfoods and smoothies and eating organic and so on. And even then, I have to supplement also. Even though I have a clean diet, I have to supplement. And even despite all of that, I tested my hair one time for metals to compare it to rabbit hair because my dogs had killed a rabbit. And so I decided, hey, let's clip a little bit of the rabbit fur here and let's do some science on this. So we tested heavy metals on the rabbit fur. Wouldn't you know it, my own hair was far more contaminated with metals than the rabbit fur. And my hair is probably among the cleanest of most human beings. So how toxic is the average human that doesn't even pay attention to health or detoxification? And the answer is highly, highly toxic. And then lastly, there's a difficulty, a built-in resistance in everybody to changing habits. And so even when a person knows what's going on, or they should know, they don't want to change. So for example, if a person comes up to me and says, hey, I'm having all kinds of sinus congestion, I'm having headaches, I'm having constipation, I'm having skin eruptions, and my cardiologist says I've got a buildup of arterial plaque. And, you know, what's going on? And I would say, well, I'm not your doctor, but just by chance, how much dairy do you consume? Like, oh, I drink milk all the time for the calcium, you know, and I have ice cream and I have butter and I have cheese, but just a lot of milk. I drink milk shakes and I have milk in my cereal and milk this and milk that. I'm like, okay, all right. Well, there's your answer. All the symptoms you just described come from consuming homogenized, processed, you know, pasteurized milk. So why don't you try giving up all dairy for 30 days and see if you're a whole new person? And I check back with him a week later. Have you gotten rid of milk? No. No, I haven't gotten rid of milk. It's just, I just love the milk. And I'm like, well, so how are your symptoms? You still having all the snot and the constipation? Yep, it's all still there. I'm like, okay, what did you expect? So, you know, call me back whenever you're willing to give up milk for 30 days. And if you're not, you know, stop wasting my time. And it's a hard one for people. People want to be able to continue the habits that brought them to this bad situation because those are their habits. That's what they know. That's what they love. And they don't want to face the reality that they might have to change something. Like people that drink a lot of soda, right? What do they have? Kidney stones. Why? Phosphoric acid in the soda. Phosphoric acid in the sodas. It dissolves their bones and sends minerals into their kidneys where there's some remineralization and then they get kidney stones. And they also tend to have, obviously, blood sugar swings and often type 2 diabetes. So The typical person that's drinking sodas all day, which in Texas is a Latino person, by the way. Latinos love soda for whatever reason. You tell me. I don't know. They're obese and diabetic, and they have kidney stones. It's like a common thing, right? And you say, hey, why don't you give up soda for 30 days? Oh, I can't do that. I love the soda, you know. Okay. Well, enjoy your kidney stones, you know, because I hear that it hurts like hell to pee out kidney stones. But if you love that kind of fiery pain, keep drinking soda, man. Yeah, cause and effect. It's your life, your choice. I'm just sharing with you how to solve this problem if you happen to have any interest in it. But most people don't. So most people just keep drinking soda, keep eating cancer-causing foods, whatever. So don't be that person. And I would guess that if you're listening to this and you've continued through this podcast, you're probably a person that's willing to make changes to achieve better results. And I say thank you and welcome. And, you know, you're part of my kind of people. Because I will change. When I get new information, I will change like that if it's to improve my health or to improve my fitness or whatever. That's why I started on certain nasal peptides, like BPC-157, which has been a game changer for me. I didn't know about it a year ago. I learned about it, tried it, and it's like, wow, this is amazing. This is having huge healing effects on my body. And so, you know, I will change and adapt. And that's what we all need to do if we want to be more successful. And that is not a popular message. That's why so many of the sort of popular, you know, cult leaders or self-help leaders, you know what their message is? And also a lot of church pastors, you know what their real message is? Like, you don't have to change anything. You don't have to take responsibility for anything. Like, Jesus will save you or whatever. You don't have to stop poisoning yourself. Jesus will save you. Ah, nonsense. Jesus wants you to make good decisions in your life. And that's what I'm helping people do, is to make better choices, have better results. And then you can thank God for putting all this natural medicine on this planet that we have access to. That's how Jesus helps you. He just gave you all the medicine. It's in all the plants and the flowers and the herbs and the tree bark and everything and the sunshine and the minerals and the water. It's all there. You know, if you don't see God's miracles in the world around you, that's on you, not on Jesus. So don't believe any guru that tells you you don't have to do anything different. They're lying. You absolutely have to do something different. And that's why I'm not a pop culture guru, because I can't lie to people. I can't attend, I can't speak to a whole group and say, hey, everybody, you're going to be awesome. You don't have to do anything different. Nope. I can't do that. I'd be like, hey, most of you are poisoning yourselves. And you should stop doing that. And then half the people get up and leave. I'm like, awesome. Now we have a better group. This is great. Let's continue. So that's my approach. Thanks for listening. Enjoy. Incorporate as much as you can. Make the changes that work for you. And feel free to reject the things that don't work for you. I'm totally okay with that. But make constant improvements in your own life, and you'll be very happy that you did. All right. I'm Mike Adams. Check out all my interviews and podcasts at Brighteon.com. Take care. When you're ready for the cleanest, most nutrient-dense foods and superfoods and nutritional supplements, personal care products, do yourself a favor, do your health a favor, and shop with us at HealthRangerStore.com. We have our own mass spec laboratory where we do our own in-house testing for heavy metals, for glyphosate, for bacteria, yeast, and mold, and E. coli, and salmonella, and so much more. We do more extensive testing for the cleanliness and the authenticity of foods than any other company that I've ever heard of. And you can get all of this right now, the cleanest, most nutrient-dense foods at healthrangerstore.com, plus all these amazing categories. We've got personal care solutions for you, from toothpaste and shampoo and body soap, to preparedness items such as freeze-dried fruits and superfoods in number 10 cans that are
sealed and good for very long-term shelf-stable storage. We've got home care products such as cleaning concentrates and laundry detergents, automatic dishwasher detergent, and so on. And of course, we never use fragrance chemicals. We never use artificial dyes. We never use fillers or garbage or anything like that. Nearly everything that we sell is certified organic and non-GMO. And even our vitamin C is non-China vitamin C, non-GMO vitamin C. So shop with us. You'll be glad you did. And we have freeze-dried tart cherries available right now in number 10 cans and in pouches. And those are delicious. You can eat them like snacks. You'll love those. So check it all out at healthrangerstore.com. And thank you for supporting us. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Take care.